Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, that's you. Come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, now you take it up. I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain.
We greet you, each of you, in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. I am your host today, Sister Ruby Larry, and for our founder, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. A Time of Reflection airs live Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday segments is hosted by Minister Billy Burns out of ACPAC, North Carolina. And it airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Time for about 30 minutes. Our call-in number for all segments is area code 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Let me do that again. newdestiny54@yahoo.com. You're welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries. Should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts on the current show that is airing live as we speak, visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. There is online giving for your convenience. Is Elder Gates on?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Faithful?
Yes.
Yes, Elder Gates on?
No.
Oh, who's on? Do you have anybody?
This is Evangelist Cummings.
Oh, Evangelist Cummings. Oh, praise the Lord, Evangelist Cummings. I thought Faithful was man in the air. You know, she's doing the switchboard. But praise the Lord, Evangelist Cummings. It's such a blessing to hear your voice. Since you're on, did you want to lead us in prayer? And she's going to be our speaker for the hour.
You said I'm going to be the speaker for the hour?
Yes, Evangelist Earlene's coming of Los Angeles, California. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tuesday, Evangelist Bernard got you for the speaker.
Yes.
Okay, then that's fine. Okay, then, so you're on. Is anybody else on the line?
We have a few callers on right now that are still
coming. Is this Faithful?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Oh, bless yourself, Sister Faithful. Is Elder, Gates on?
No, I don't see him on yet.
Okay, then. So I'm going to open up with prayer, and Evangelist Earlene's coming is on the line. She will be our speaker for today. Okay, so I'm going to go into prayer, Evangelist Faithful. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the day. We thank you for allowing us to be on this broadcast that you have brought forth. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every one that's on the archives, the radio talk show, and the phone. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you, because we know that any time we come before you, Jesus, that you have a word for us. Hallelujah. We thank you for our speaker. We thank you that you allowed Evangelist Bernard to get some quiet time and rest and to host this. We thank you for Sister Faithful being faithful that she would man the switchboard while she's on, and I'm on announcing the things to go forward. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for each and every family member that's on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. You can go where we can't go. You know the needs. You know the situations that each and every one of us is in, and you love us so much because we are your royal family and baptized in your precious name, in Jesus' name, and you love all your people because you said you made each and every one of us, and we thank you and we bless you and we praise you, and most of all, we love you because you gave your love on the cross. You died for us, the blood, that we may be reinstated with you in your work and in your kingdom on this earth. Each and every one that's on this broadcast, on the archives everywhere. Lord, you know what they stand in need of. You can go where we can't go. Hallelujah. We just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that you have kept Blog Talk Radio ongoing on 15 months. Hallelujah. And you have brought your anointing from on high, that you will speak to your precious people and your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you, and we just give you all the glory and all the praise, whatever we're standing in need of. Lord Jesus, you know. You know everything about us, and you require each and every one of us who's on this line, that you brought us on this line today to get a word from you. So we know we're excited, we love you, and we praise you. And I'm just going to close out so Evangelist Cummings from Los Angeles can bring that word of life to us in the bread. And we thank you, and we love you, and we give you the glory and all the...
God bless you, Sister Ruby. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Evangelist Cummings.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Cummings. She's been on this line ever since we've been on, and she needs no introduction, but she's from Los Angeles, California. Evangelist Earlene Cummings, please bring the word, and feel free. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Ruby. First, giving honor to God, his beloved son, Jesus, we want to thank and praise God and give honor to all that honor is due. Who's ever on the line, that honor is due the people of God. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm humbled today to be here, to be the speaker today. And I would just want to thank and praise God for Evangelist Adrienne Bernard and just thank God for her starting a ministry and allowing us to be a part of that ministry. We just bless the Lord today. And we thank God for those that are in control. We just bless you today. And today we're going to go on into the books of Acts. And we've been in this book, and it is the book. It's the history of the apostolic missionaries, the missionaries, and how they carried the gospel over in Asia, Europe, Africa, the first missionaries. And if we would use a theme for this book, the book of Acts, we would say the growth of the church, the birth of the church, the origin of the first century church. And this has taken place approximately about A.D. 60. And this is at Rome. The author of this book was Luke, Dr. Luke. And he was the author writing the scriptures down. And we see that it starts off, we just want to go back just a little bit, and we start off where he was being persecuted for what he had done. He said that, if we just read some of the scriptures here, we'll go to 22:1. Men and brethren, father, hear ye my defense which I made now unto you. And when they heard that, he spake in a Hebrew tongue to them that kept the more silent. And he said, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in a city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the perfect manner of the law. The fathers were zealous toward God, as ye are all this day. And I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering into prison both men and women, as also the high priest doeth hear me witness, and all the state of the elders, from whom I received letters and brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound, and on Jerusalem to be punished. In other words, he was standing there. They had taken Paul, and they was persecuting him. They had bound him with thorns, and they had taken him to be, because they were angry, they recognized who he was. The Jews recognized who he was because he was one of the ones that persecuted the Jews. And so now he is here in defense of Jesus Christ. So they was really angry about this thing. So angry until they jumped on him. Just like dogs, they were just angry about him. Threw up dust, to let them know just how angry I am. I'm bringing some dust up to show you I'm ready to do you some harm. But, you know, he said, he began to tell him, he said, I sit at the feet of Familiar. He said, I'm a Roman citizen. And this city where he was in was just not no meek, ordinary city, but it was a prominent city of the Roman Empire. So, in other words, he, being a Roman, he could stand and have something to say. So here he's given his account of his conversion. Over in verse 7 of 22, he said, I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Whom art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus Christ, whom thou persecutest. And he said, a light shone, and he was so afraid, but he heard a voice and spake unto me. He heard a voice, but he didn't see no one. And he said that the Lord said, Arise and go into Damascus. There it shall be told thee of the things which are appointed unto thee to do. In other words, that first insight is when the light was shown around. You know, I thought about Paul's conversion, and we look back over our conversion and how that before God could really deal with us concerning salvation, the light had to be shown. The light had to be shown not only in our lives, but the light of the word had to be shown, that we might be able to see what direction to go in. Paul was given a direction. He was told to go to Damascus, hallelujah, and there would be appointed to him. And he began to tell them, he said, he go to that house. He said, I went to a house of Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all Jews that dwelt there. Come unto me, and he stood. Said, Brother Saul, receive thou thy sight. And that same hour I looked upon him. In other words, when you begin to see the light, when you begin to, God begin to open up your understanding, then you're going to have sight in order to see. And as Paul was able to see, he stood. And the Bible said that from he stood there, and from that he wanted right then and there. He arised and was baptized and washed of his sins, calling on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, it's so wonderful that when we converted and when we rise up, it seems like when we first get converted, we're out telling everybody about the Lord Jesus. We want to share this gospel with the world. Just like Paul did, he wanted to share it. He was sharing it. He was bound, but you know, over in the first book that he wrote, Philippians, he said that the first thing he said, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He was bound there. He was taken to prison. And there he wrote letters, the Pauline letters. He began to write letters, but he began to say, I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And when you become a prisoner, you're all locked up in the Lord. In other words, God is all that you see. Jesus is all that you see. You want to be a part of a ministry that is going somewhere. He didn't care about the persecution that he went through because he said, I was a chief of a persecutor. Say, I was a chief one concerning persecution. Say, I persecuted the saints, men and women. I brought them in. Because I was zealous concerning the law. I knew the law, and I felt that they weren't in the way. So I was a persecutor of the saints of God. But look at me now. Say, I'm here, and I'm trying to convey to you the importance of salvation, the what I need to do, what I need to testify. I have to go to the Greeks. I have to make these missionary journeys. I don't care if I'm shipwreck, I'm going to make this journey. I don't care if I die, he said, I got to make this journey. And you know what? It ought to be the same way with us. Well, persecution is going to come. It's going to come upon the church. It's going to come upon the saints. It's going to come in your life. You're going to have persecution. You're going to have things that are going to come against you. Your own family and friends will turn against you when you start talking about Jesus. That's when they're not in the way, but you got to live that life. You got to be able to take persecution. When persecution comes, you got to just show that love of Christ. You got to show that this is the right way. We can't stand up and be angry or get a bitterness up in our hearts concerning the word of God and those that are around us. He said, with love and kindness, I've drawn thee. And a lot of saints of God, we got to get back to that love and that kindness so we can draw Christians to the Lord and get on that missionary journey. These are the last days, and these are the days when we should be on that missionary journey. Just like Paul, he was brought down and he saw a need. He went into a place called Straight, and there he began to receive the word. He was got up preaching Christ. And that's what we have to do. We got to let people know that the Lord is at hand. Let it be known in moderation that the Lord is at hand. We can make it known. We do often go out on the streets, but you can, anyway, you can ask the Lord. You can say, Lord, put them in my pathway, and I'm a witness. God will put people in your pathway, and you can witness to them. When I first got saved, I went up and down the block. I went up and down the block that I lived on, and I began to tell people about Christ. In that church today, we have people that are yet saved because of somebody going out and being a witness for Christ. We have to have that missionary in our heart. We can call on the phone. We can talk to our neighbors. We can talk to our children. We can pray and ask God to set somebody in our way that we can be a missionary for the Lord, because these are the last days, and it's time to for Christians to be a witness, to be a missionary, to bring people in. Let them know. Give them your testimony, how the Lord changed your life. Hallelujah. How some of us was changed around. We were changed from the life that we lived. Some of us came out of churches, we had some sense of God, but not all the ways of truth. But when we came into the light of the truth, then we began to witness and to bring others in that they might receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus. And we need to be baptized. We need to be a change. We need a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of way of thinking. We have to have a mindset to make a change, to draw people with love and kindness. And because a lot of the love has gone out of the church. We don't have that love we used to have one for another. When we first got saved, we just had so much love, we didn't even want to step on the ant. We had so much love. But that love has grown cold. We don't want that coldness to come in and indifferences to come in. But we want to draw souls. It's time to draw souls into the kingdom of God. It's time to draw men and women, boys and girls, and seek people that need to be saved. Be a witness. Be a help. Be an encouragement. You know, I remember my mother always said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing at all. A lot of us, we got our opinions. Somebody is saying something good about somebody else, and we say, but we should leave the buts out and just encourage people. People need to be encouraged, not down, but they need encouragement. The young sisters, we got so many young sisters. My heart goes out for the young women in the church. They're holding on, living a life, living a clean life before the Lord. And we just pray that God will send in young men that are men indeed, that they can be husbands to these beautiful sisters that we have, young ones, old ones, middle-aged ones, that desire a husband, that the Lord would send in men into the church. I remember when I first got saved that there were no brothers in the church. There was not but a few brothers in the church. And the sister, all the sisters in the church, we got together, and we began to go from house to house, breaking bread in prayer and supplication. We began to fast and ask God to send in some young men into the church because we desired husbands. And this is what we did. It was a few of us, maybe seven or eight of us. But within a year's time, in fact, I was the first one that Bishop Winston Singleton Sr. married in the church. I was the first marriage that he performed 37 years ago with the Lord Terry. And we were married in the name of Jesus. And do you know that the Lord began to bless and people began to be saved in that church? And do you know that God sent husbands into that church because they went from house to house breaking bread in prayer and supplication? Well, in the church in the beginning, they did the same thing. They went from house to house with prayer and supplication, and God added to the church daily those that should be saved. In other words, the same thing that they were doing then, we can do it now in prayer and supplication. Some things come out by fasting and praying. You got to pull back you don't have to fast 3 or 4 days, but you're going to have to fast some and consecrate yourself. And 2 or 3 agree on this one thing, and God will be in the midst to answer that prayer. But we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to go back to the old way and do some of those things that God is calling for in these last days. And then the fathers, we have to bring back the fathers in the homes and read the Bible to the children and teach the children. So I heard a young little a mother had taught that child. That child was praising God, reading the scriptures. It was so beautiful. I heard it on the phone. They were just teaching that child, raising that child up to be a witness for Christ. And do you know that child's going to draw souls to the kingdom of God? Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. In other words, we got to lift up Christ in order for people to be drawn unto Christ. It's time to get out and draw people unto the kingdom of God. People need to know that they need to be to have a repentant heart, to change from what they were doing and make a change in their lives from the things that they were doing. People don't realize what they're doing until the light is shined upon them. Paul didn't realize what he was doing until the light was shined upon him. And then Jesus began to directly talk to him and tell him, you're going to be a witness to me both in Jerusalem and the uttermost parts of the earth. He began to tell them, say, you tell him, you're going to be a witness unto me. He said, and do you know what? Paul was a witness for Christ. He was a witness. He witnessed. Even in bounds, he witnessed. He was a prisoner in his own house, he witnessed. He wrote letters, he witnessed. He admonished those that were in Christ. He instructed those that were seeking to go higher in the Lord. Hallelujah. He was one that was a witness. He was a witness without. Because of persecuting the church, he had a thorn in his side. He said, I went to the Lord, he said, twice, he said, even thrice. He said, but the Lord spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, a lot of times we got thorns in our side. We have things that we have to endure, but we have to go on with the Lord. But God is still able. And when the anointing comes through the church, we start praying and asking God to send those that are not filled, fill them with the Holy Ghost. And those that are not healed, heal them with the Holy Ghost. When the anointing comes, that's when we got to pray and ask God to send his anointing for his healing and for his deliverance, because that's what the word comes to do. And the word of God said, how can we hear without a preacher, and how can a preach except he be sent? You know, God has to send those, and we got to have enough in us to listen to what the Spirit has to say, because the Lord is sitting qualified. I've heard some beautiful speakers on this radio broadcast. I've heard some pastors and some ministers and evangelists bring forth the word of God, and I mean with some power. But you know, if we don't take that word and use it and share it, we got to share the word of God that others might be saved. Hallelujah. One thing that Paul, he pointed to redemption towards God in faith. And redemption with salvation. Salvation is all that we're looking for today. We're looking for salvation because we know that the Lord is soon to come. All the signs that are on the earth, that's letting us know the Lord is soon to come. Hallelujah. It's pointing to us the time is at hand, but it won't be just at hand because we know that the tribulation is going to move into. We know that there's going to be 7 years, 3.5 years of tribulation, 3.5 years of great tribulation. We know that after the church is taken up, we know that the tribulation is going to move in. And some people, when I'm witnessing to them, especially the Jehovah Witnesses, and I tell them, I said, if you don't make the rapture, don't take the mark of the beast. Because the mark of the beast is being set up even now as we speak. But we that know the word of God, we got to begin to share it as much as we can. We got to share this word of God and let others know that the Lord is soon to come, that we can see it. And people do realize that the spirit of murder is in the land right now. It's all over the land. But you know what? Paul took it Billy Graham style. Paul took it Billy Graham style, and he took those missionary journeys, and he proclaimed Christ. He proclaimed Christ on his missionary journey, being a witness for the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? And that's our most important thing, is to be a witness of the Lord, to recognize and to see and to seek out opportunities that we can be a witness for the Lord. And the Lord will make that. He will open up that door. He will open up that door and let you see that there is an opportunity for you to be a witness for the Lord. And we just bless the Lord today for all his goodness and tender mercy. And we thank God for Paul. Paul, a prisoner. And that's what we should be, a prisoner of God. Hallelujah. No other way is there but this way of holiness. Hallelujah. No other way. God has given us to have an opportunity to be a witness for the Lord. And here, and as Paul began to write his Pauline letters, and he began to instruct the church, He began to admonish them, to thank them for their offerings, thank him for being a supporter of the church. And Paul, not only was he worked himself, he was a tent maker, and he worked and supported himself on his missionary journeys. A lot of times our missionaries that are out there in the field, we have to put a light on and support them too, those that go out into the foreign countries and the foreign land. We should be a support to them. We should be a support at the church. The church, we should support the church, pay our tithes, be a tithe payer. Paul, he always admonished those that supported him on his missionary journeys and gave him the things that he had need of. He admonished them. And do you know, when we support the church, the Lord will support us. He commanded us to do that, to go out and to pay 10% of our earnings, 10% of that dollar. It's only a dime of a dollar. Hallelujah. But when you start making more, you start holding back. But I thank be to God that I pay tithes, and I know that there's benefits in paying tithes. I have a great testimony, but it won't be for another 5 months. But I'm going to testify on the benefits of paying tithes. We should be tithe payers. We should support the pastor. We should support the ministry. Whatever way we should do, we should do it. We should be able to go and to give rise to those that don't have it, to that we can be a support to the ministry, to bring souls into the kingdom of God, to feed those that don't have, to support those that don't have, support the weak. Sometimes there's people in the church that are just weak-minded. We have to pray for them. Sometimes there are people that are just plain old weak. They got the carnal-minded in the church. They're carnal. So we just have to just carry along and ask the Lord to bless them and encourage them and show them a spiritual way. Hallelujah. After you've been converted, then you strengthen your brother. In other words, we shouldn't down every little thing. They may not be on the same page that you're on. They may not have reached that spiritual level that you're on. So you can pray for them. Ask God to encourage their hearts that they might be a blessing later on. God is able to save. He saved you. He's able to save souls. He saves and saves the world. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary's cross for the sins of the world. And you know what? At that cross, they got room for you. There's room for you at the cross. There's room for you. In prayer and supplication, there is room. The Lord, prayer is a sincere desire from the heart, and God has that room for you. In prayer and supplication, he has it for you. And we just want to bless the Lord for that today, how he made provisions, how that Paul started off on his missionary journeys, how that he was thrown down, but he saw the light, and he began to walk in a different way. And he acknowledged how he persecuted the church. Sometimes we have to acknowledge our sins. If we don't acknowledge our sin, if you cover your sin, you shall not prosper. That's what the word of God says. You will not prosper covering your sins. Hallelujah. But we just thank God today for the Paul and the ministry of Paul. Thank you, Jesus. And the audience of the word and how that Paul was able to lift up his voice and to tell them of the goodness of God. And how that he had been changed, and how his conversion, how he was converted on that road to Damascus. So we just thank the Lord today for all that was done by this great man. I love Paul. Paul is one of my favorite apostles. He was 13. He said that I was born out of due time. But I thank God for Paul that in all that he done, that in what he went through, but he did it all for the name of Jesus. He did it all. And even though he was a great man, he sat at the feet of Gamaliel, but yet he still had a lot. He had a lot. He humbled himself. He knew how to humble himself. And you know what? And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to learn how to humble ourselves before not only before God, but before others. Sometimes because of people, may not be where you are, and you're so proud and you're so high-minded, but we're going to have to humble ourselves before God, that God may show us a better way, that we can be a blessing to our sister, a blessing to our brother, a blessing to the church. But it comes out of a way of being humble. Jesus knew how to be humble. He humbled himself before he had to go to the cross. He said, "If it be Father, if it be that this cup be taken," he didn't want to drink of that cup. He didn't want to drink of that cup of death. But he humbled himself and prayed. Hallelujah, he prayed. So the Bible said that it dropped like drops of blood, came down like sweat, but as drops of blood. He prayed, and because he humbled himself before God. But he said, but after he was strengthened, he said, "Not my will, but let thy will be done." How many of us can say, "Not my will, Lord, but let thy will be done"? The only way we can do that is that we find a place, a humble place that we can go to and ask God to put us there that we might be a blessing. We want to be a blessing. That's the main thing, is to be a blessing to the people of God. For he said, "For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son." He loved the world so that his Son gave his life. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to show that love of God. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, isn't that word wonderful?
We just want to thank and praise God today. I didn't want to go any further because we're still on chapter 22. But concerning chapter 22, I gave you what the Lord gave me. And we just bless the Lord today. And we just thank you. But I want to end with just a word of prayer, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Father God, in the name of your precious son, Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done and the words that were spoken today. Lord, we're not ourselves, but we belong to you. We were bought with a price. And, Lord, we ask you to bless the radio broadcast today. We ask you to bless everyone that is on there today. Lord, if there's any that is sick in their body, we ask you to touch them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, if there's some that's depressed today, Lord, we ask you to lift up their spirits, oh God. Let them know that there's a better day ahead. And as long as we're in Christ, there's a better day. And, Lord God, we ask you to bless our children, Lord God. Bless our children. Bless those, oh God, that have wandered away. Lord, let them find their way back to the street called straight. Let them come back into the church, Lord God, on fire for you, Lord God. Trouble their hearts and their mind. Our loved ones, oh God, that have no mind to be saved. Lord, if you don't give them a mind, they won't have a mind. Lord, we ask you to bless the ministry today. Bless the pastors and the bishops and those that are in the churches that are striving to do thy will. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Bless them spiritually and bless them naturally. Lord, we ask you to open up the doors of heaven and pour out Spirit, oh God, a financial blessing, oh God, that the work of the ministry might go on, and Lord, that you might fulfill some need, even some want, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's some relationships that are not what they ought to be, we ask you to bring that love in, oh God. Bring that love and unite them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, strengthen those marriages, oh God. Lord, that husband that's wayward and seems like he's not going in the right direction, we bind those spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever they may be. We bind them by the blood of Jesus. And we ask you, oh God, to come on in, oh God, and fill our hearts with your love and with your word, and give us a mind to come and hear your word, and not only hear it, but be obedient to receive it, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask you to remember Evangelist Adrian Bernard, oh God. Lord, we ask you to bless her wherever she is, oh God, and give her strength and comfort her, oh God. Let her rest, oh God, because she's a woman that worked for you. Early in the morning, she's up praying and seeking your face. What direction, Lord? Give us direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those that are incarcerated, our loved ones, oh God, we ask you to go into the prison and comfort them, open up doors, open up ways, open up avenues, Lord. Those that don't have jobs, oh God, we ask you to open up jobs, Lord, homes, and whatever that's needed, oh God, we ask you to open up the doors. Hallelujah of heaven. Lord, you said ask, and if we ask and ask amidst, oh God, we should have what we ask for. And Lord, we ask for all of this in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. The praise is thine and thine alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. That was just truly a blessing. It's a word from God. We just thank you. We just thank Jesus Christ for you. And I'm going to go to Sister Faithful, and she's a man in the switchboard. So, Sister Faithful, you can ask, does anybody want any questions, comments, or remark? Sister Faithful?
Yes, amen, amen. We have a few wonderful callers that have tuned in. We're going to go down the list. Let's start with area code 770. Last four is 9704. Do you have any comments or remarks about the word today? Area code 770, last four, 9704. Amen, amen. Maybe there, let's see. Okay. Let's move on up. Okay, how about we're going to go to area code 985. Last 46777. Do you have any remarks about the word today?
Good evening. I got on there late, so I didn't really catch the first part. I just caught her when she was praying. But I do thank God for being able to be a part of that.
Amen, amen. We just want to welcome you all. Thank you again for coming out and supporting Evangelist Cummings speaking today, the time on the time of reflection. We thank you. Amen for that. Thank you.
Now, who's speaking? Now, what's your name?
My name is Kim.
Oh,
I'm kind of hoarse.
Okay, we're just blessed. Thank you for coming on tonight. Don't sound like it's your first time, but not make it your last time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, God bless. Sister Faithful.
Okay. Now we're going to go to area code 323. Your last four is 3297.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Sister Donna. I'm always on the line. I'm trying to get in the habit of catching it every day during my lunch break while I'm at work. And I just thank the Lord how I can feast on the Word of God and how He gives me strength to endure each day. And I just thank the Lord for the woman of God who spoke and taught on today. And I just thank the Lord for the soldiers that God left in charge to make sure that the sheep continue to be fed. Thank the Lord for the shepherds. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. We're going to go ahead and move to area code 95-4-1121. Hello? Area Hi, area code 951. Is this you?
Yes. Greetings. Praise the Lord, saints. First, I give honor to God and to all the saints, and a special honor to the host today and to the broadcaster, Evangelist Bernard. I thank the Lord for the word that was spoken today and for the speaker. And I ask that you all would just keep me in your prayers.
Amen, amen. Thank you for coming out and supporting, definitely listening to the Word of God.
And what's her name? Evangelist Faithful. Who are we speaking to?
From area code 951. Can you state your name for us again? I'm sorry.
Barbara Williams.
Barbara Williams. Okay, Barbara Williams. Thank you for coming out, Sister Barbara Williams.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to turn it back into the hands of Sister Ruby.
Oh, okay. Well, then praise the Lord. It's just been a blessing, the ones that's on the line, and we just asking you to keep Evangelist Bernard up in prayer, that she has a peaceful and a restful couple of weeks, the woman of the Lord, that she can get back and hear from the Lord and be blessed. We thank our speaker for the magnificent word she brought out of the book of Acts about Paul, done the work there. We're just so thankful that we're on the broadcast today. Evangelist Adrian said, well, you could call. I said, well, you know, I guess I'm getting ready to get a testimony here, saints. I said, well, I don't know too much about the computer, but you know, Evangelist Adrian, the Lord always used. She said, oh, don't worry about a thing, because Sister Faithful, that's her real name. My mother named her Faithful. Isn't that a blessing? And she said, oh, don't worry, she a man, the switchboard. So I thank the Lord for that. He's always on time. He knows just what we need, and to continue on with the work of the ministry. We just thank and praise the Lord for the Acts of the Apostles. We have learned so much through all these anointed speakers, especially Evangelist Earlene Cumming of Los Angeles, California. It's just been a blessing, and I imagine we went through, I guess, quicker than what we normally do during the day. But I say, well, this is my sort of first or second time coming on to be a host. So pray with me and pray for me that the Lord will bless and keep the broadcast going the way He will, because it's about His will and not our will. And I just loved her when she said, put in about love. We got to have that love in order to draw people, because He had that love for us when we were deep down in sin and shame. So it's sort of early, so I'm going to go back until I speak, or Evangelist Earlene coming. And do you have any more words or whatever that you want to say is open to you? And you can close us out. Oh, Evangelist, just a minute. Sister Faithful, did you have any comments? Sister Faithful.
Want to thank everyone for coming out, bearing with us today. We will be more prepared tomorrow. We are learning some things still as well, as Minister Evangelist Adrian Bernard is on her vacation. So we thank everyone for coming out. And we bless God for you. And our speaker, what a wonderful word that she gave, Evangelist Cummings. Tomorrow will be Prophetess Minister Patricia Spates of Prayer Mountain Ministries International. She'll be speaking tomorrow. And then our speakers will be Thursday and Friday will be Elder Gates from Circle Love Ministries. Amen. So we will put out the postings and keep everyone posted. Again, we thank you for coming. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Earlene's coming to close us out with prayer. Evangelist Earlene.
God bless you. You know, I just love that name, Sister Ruby, Sister Faithful. Isn't that a beautiful name? That is a beautiful name, Sister Faithful. I just thank the Lord today for this ministry of us. That Evangelist Adrian Bernard has brought forth. It's a beautiful ministry. I thank God for the broadcast and for those that were on there. And we just thank God for all that I've heard. I've heard some wonderful speakers over the air these few months that I've been a part of the ministry. I just thank God for you all, and I thank God for it. At my church, I am a assistant superintendent of the Sunday school, and I teach a class. I teach the juniors, and I'm just sometimes I get so excited because they're involved, and many of them have received the Holy Ghost since they've been in my class, and I thank God that they're involved. You know, the word is being taught, and I've come from a Bible teaching church. My pastor, he's really into the Word of God. And when the word is taught, they catch on. The children receive the Holy Ghost, and then they draw others in. And this is how the gospel is being spread, is that once you receive, then you draw somebody else in. Because as you know that many of us, when we got saved, our families got saved, our children got saved, our friends got saved, because this is how the gospel is spread. One from another, mouth from mouth. And we just thank and bless the Lord for that. And I'm married, and like I was saying, I was the first marriage that my pastor performed at the church. The sisters, just like now in the church, there's so many sisters that need husbands. And my prayer is for the churches, the apostolic churches, for the holiness churches, for those that the sisters that have a need, that desire a husband. I'm asking them to join together with those that are around them and just fast maybe a half a day, maybe from 12 midnight to 4, and just call on the Lord for that certain thing and see the Lord begin to move the things that you desire, these young women because we have so many beautiful, educated young women in the church, and they're living and they're on their own, and they're desiring that the Lord would bring in some brothers into the church that would be husbands indeed, would be men indeed, fathers indeed, and that the Lord would supply them with, beautiful men that love the Lord. That's one of my prayers. That's one of my prayers that I pray. And I'm over the noonday prayer on Mondays.
Oh,
I've been
God.
Over this prayer for maybe over 30 years, about 30 years.
Oh.
And we started at the little church with the mothers. I would come and pray with the mothers on Mondays. Monday has always been my day off from the shop. And I would go in with the mothers, and they would just be praying. But I didn't just start praying when I was just coming into holiness. I was praying when I was a child. I would talk to the Lord like I'm talking to you. And that's what the Lord, we have to have communication with the Lord. That's the important thing, to have that communication with him, and that we might express within our heart and let him know what we desire when we pray.
Amen.
And, amen.
Evangelist Earlene.
Uh-huh.
I was just, something just crossed my heart. If anybody on the line that needs prayer wanted you to pray for them, Sister Faithful.
Okay, let me go ahead and open up the line one moment.
Okay.
One moment. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared.
It's okay. I'm sorry. It just came up, and Sister Earlene is there, so we have a few minutes. If anybody needed prayer, Vandis Earlene is here to receive it and send it up to the Lord.
Glory to God. This is Sister Donna Shaw, and I need prayer for my family, our finances. We have to move. I'm asking the Lord to lead us to a house that could just be a house of God, and as you give us all salvation and healing, that he would bless all our endeavors in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now. Father, we're petitioning heaven right now, and we're asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord, to bless Sister Shaw right now, Lord God. We ask you to bless her and to fulfill her needs. She want a home for her family. She want a home that's going to be a godly home. She want a home in a decent neighborhood that she can raise her family, Lord God. And Father, finances is bad, and we ask you, Lord God, to open up the doors, something that she can afford, Lord God. Just give her favor as she go out, Lord God, seeking a place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name
Thank
to
you,
open
Lord
up
God.
Our doors in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
Is there anyone else that needs prayer?
I do. I do for my son Jarvis.
Oh, that's Evangelist Bernard's sister, Dawn. Sister Dawn, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. How you doing today?
Evangelist Cummins is on here to pray for you. Sister Evangelist Cummins, that's Evangelist Bernard's sister, Dawn.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, this is a mother that's coming to you, Lord God, desiring prayer for her son. Lord, change situations around, oh God. We ask you to deliver in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't have to know what the problem is, but Lord, you know all problems, and you know the desire. You know that the mother's heart and how we care for our children, how we want our children to prosper, how we want our children to do well, how we want our children to be delivered. Lord, we ask you to bless and send your anointing, oh God, to break yokes, oh God, to be a blessing, oh God, to help that mother, oh God, to go through what she has to go through. But Lord God, make a change. Make a change, Lord God. We ask you to make a change, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and to bless that son, Lord, to do well in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me, I just seen Elder. We want to welcome Elder Gates. He's on with us. Welcome, Elder Gates.
God bless you this afternoon. I apologize for my late coming. I had to handle something with my children.
You're okay. We just wanted to welcome and acknowledge your presence. Thank you for tuning in and coming in support, as always, as one of the main elders of the show. Thank you as well.
Do you have anything to add to it? Sister Evangelist Cummins brought the word, Elder Gates, in the book, chapter 22. He's on the line praying for anybody that need prayer.
Well, I'll throw my hat in.
Okay. Well, you know, she's waiting.
Yes, I would like prayer for my family as well. There's some things that are on the horizon for my family and myself, and just touch and agree with us, because, I mean, just a light introspection into what's going on. The enemy is trying to divide my family, and I'm talking about my immediate family, and some things have arisen here lately, and just pray that you know, the enemy will be defeated and God's will be done.
Oh, Father, have mercy.
Father God, in the name of your precious son Jesus, Lord, you instituted the family. Lord God, you are the one that brought a family in place. Father, we ask you this, Father, Lord God, in this home, Lord, we ask you to bless right now in the name of Jesus. We bind all confusion right now. We bind all
contentment right now. We bind it by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to send peace into that home in the name of
Jesus.
And Lord God, make a way right now. Where it seems no way, make a way. Bring it forth, Lord God. Open up doors, Lord God. Be a blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, his desire is. And Lord, we're touching and agreeing. We're petitioning heaven, Lord God. And we know that you are able. And we know that it's yes, yes, yes. And Lord, we thank you for your deliverance right now. We thank you for opening up that door right now. We thank you for peace right now, Lord God. And for every need, Lord, let the need be on the way right now. Whatever the need is, let it be on the way right now. Everybody be in agreement.
Have mercy today, Father.
Everybody be in agreement.
Mercy. Hallelujah.
In the name
mercy.
We
shall
glory, mercy, Jesus. And Lord, we count it done.
Mercy.
Let them come back
hallelujah,
and say,
Hallelujah.
Sorry for what they've done.
Hallelujah.
We thank
you
right
Jesus.
Now, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God of mercy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Commitment to his people and the call in your life, he's going to begin to restore and change your life like never before. For your obedience and you take it serious, God's going to do something like you never expected him to do because you have committed to that call. Watch and see what's going to happen with your life.
Yes, he is.
It's going to be overnight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you.
Let not
Hallelujah.
Your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled.
Us is because we're doing something. If you weren't doing anything, you wouldn't be attacked. Only because you're doing something.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
But the battle is not ours, it's the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He's going to fight for you.
Quite a bit of time on the broadcast. If anybody else, any saint of God that need prayer, please feel free to.
Don't do it. I'm not doing nothing.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to.
Okay, we can't. You got noise in the background. If you give your name and what you want, you know. Hello?
My name is Kim. And I want to be prayed for that God will move anything that's hindering me or blocking me from praising Him and giving Him the glory and doing His will and His work. I also want to be prayed for that He will bless my finances and bless me with a better place to live for me and my little two-year-old son and my family, and that He will bless my little brother, that He will change his life for the better and stop going down the road of destruction the way he did it, because I'm afraid for his life and his well-being.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. Sister Kim, in the name of Jesus, you start praising God. Praise Him in the midst of your fiery trials. You praise God. You start giving God the glory for the change that He's going to bring in your life. You just give God the glory, because God's going to do the work. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to cause this young woman to lift up her hands. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you, Lord God. To give you glory, Lord God, for what you are about to do in her life.
Thank you, Lord.
Want more prayer,
get up because Vandal's coming still on here. Elder Gates on here. Sister Faithful is on here with the word. The Lord used her today mightily. She's going forth in her ministry. So please feel free to call in for prayer if you need it. We got about 20, 25 more minutes. Time is no subject because the Lord can stop it just like he'd do anything because he loves us. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
My daughter, I'm just seeing her just going directions and hanging with people and the spirits that she bring into the house and not a guy. Her and my son are just being led the wrong way. And I continually pray, but if we can pray, if someone can pray and just call their name out to the Lord. I mean, he know our hearts even before he know our needs and he know our desires. But their name is Louisha and Willie Jr. They just
Louisha? Louisha and who?
Willie Jr.
Whaley?
Willie.
That's
Willie.
Right, Ellie. Willie.
Junior.
Okay,
they
Willie Jr. Okay.
From healing.
And this is who?
Sister Donna, still on the line,
Sister,
giving praise
okay.
and worship.
Sister Donna. Okay.
Okay. Amanda,
thank the Lord.
I want to go. What area code is Sister Donna calling from so I can mute the other line so we don't have any commotion?
Area code 823.
Okay, I'm just going to mute some of the lines because there was a, when there's commotion so nobody will interrupt the prayer, okay? As we go
glory
forth and back up. Go ahead. Yes, amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Sister Donna, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, Sister Louisa, her little daughter, Lord, her son, Willie Jr., Lord God, we ask you to bind those spirits, Lord. Don't let them even be able to enter into the house. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to arrest that spirit right now, Lord God. The mother is trying to live holy before her children. Lord God, let her be able to be strong enough to say, no, not here. We're not having that. We're going to serve the Lord in this house in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, that her son don't be turned anyway. Lord God, she's calling their names, Lord. We know that we're living in a rebellious generation, but Lord, you can arrest that spirit right now by the blood of Jesus. We bind it by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to send a spirit of obedience into that home, oh God. But that child will want to go to church and want to serve the Lord and want to learn about God, Lord God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to bless right now. Bless that mother. Give her strength, oh God, to continually to cry out for her children, to be a mother indeed. The Lord can raise them up in the way they should go. When they're old, they shall not depart. Lord, she's raising them up, and when they're old, Lord, they're going to turn to you, Lord God. But we ask you to have her to get a mind, oh God, to seek your face. Little Sarisha, Lord God, and Willie Jr., Lord, we ask you to cover them right now, Lord God. Bind any evil spirit, any disobedient spirit, any spirit that's not like God by the blood of Jesus. Let them not enter into that home by the blood of Jesus, oh God. And we call it done, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for doing the work. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord God. Bless her in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. God bless you, oh my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's done. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there
thank
any more
holy name, Father. Thank you,
prayer.
Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh,
do you mind if I pray for her children as well?
Glory to God, man of God. Yes, Lord.
Father,
you,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, Lord, you have heard the cries.
Yes, Lord God.
Lord, you understand the tears. You understand, God, a mother's heart.
Yes,
you understand, God, what it is. Yes, Lord,
yes,
to see your children suffer. You understand, yes, Lord, what it is. Yes, Lord, for a mother, God, to wail before your feet for her children. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, that this young man and this young woman, God, I pray that the calling of God that is on their life, God, will be made manifest in the name of Jesus. I pray, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that God, somebody, somewhere will God come and minister. Yes, Lord, and God, cultivate the seed that has already been placed in their heart and in their mind and in their life, God, because of their mother. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that every evil influence, every evil spirit, every demonic force, God, will be cast down and destroyed, will be bound in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, yes, Lord, hallelujah, God, that whatever, God, is a situation, God, that has these young people entangled into the things of the world, God, I break the chains right now. God, I break the bounds loose right now. God, I send the anointing in that direction in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, I pray, yes, Lord, hallelujah, that you would call that young man out of his sin, that you would call that young woman out of her sin, that you would call them out of darkness into a marvelous light, that, God, you would call them, yes, Lord, hallelujah, to walk away from the company that is causing them, yes, Lord, to walk in rebellion against you. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Hallelujah, God, that they would be separate unto you. I pray that they would be sanctified unto you in the name of Jesus. God, I speak salvation. I speak a spirit of repentance in the name of Jesus. Speak to them in the midnight hour. Yes, Lord. Speak to them while they sleep. Yes, Lord. Speak to them, God, while they walk around the way. Speak to them, God, even, God, in the company, God, that they're trying to keep. Speak to them, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let the company that they are in reject them in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, yes, Lord, for their safety. I pray, God, for protection over these young people. I pray, yes, Lord. I not decree and not declare in the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would begin now to dispatch angels, Lord, God, that would cover them, that would guard them, that would guide their way in the name of, take the taste of the world out of their mouth. Take the taste of the world out of their mind. Take the taste of the world out of their eyes in the name of Jesus. God, cause the Lord darkness to be gross darkness, to frighten them in the name of Jesus. Cause them, oh God, to see you in the light of your glory. Cause them, oh God, to experience your love. Cause them to fall on their knees in their room. Yes, Lord, and pray unto you and repent unto you in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, yes, Lord, for peace in this home. I pray, God, for love to abound in this home. Yes, Lord, and I pray, God, yes, Lord, that whatever the frustration is, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, God, yes, Lord, I pray for a spirit of purification in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for sanctification, yes, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that you begin to purge and make whole in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing today, hallelujah, in this family, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that the healing of the emotions, yes, Lord, the healing of the psychology, yes, Lord, the healing, God, of the spirit, I pray, God, healing of the soul, yes, Lord, and I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would, God, do a marvelous work, yes, Lord, and God, I thank you, God, that you're making them a drawing force, yes, Lord, to those that they have once hung around, God, that they have done evil with, yes, Lord, that they are bringing them into the kingdom. Thank you, God, that you're making them, yes, Lord, fishers of men. I thank you, God, yes, Lord, that you're causing them, God, to walk in their calling, to walk in the anointing of God that is already upon their life. You knew them, yes, Lord, before they were formed in their mother's womb. You knew them by name. You knew, God, yes, God, you knew them. Hallelujah. You knew them. You knew them. You knew them. Now call them by their name, God, and them. Let them, God, answer you in the name of Jesus. Let them answer you, God. Hallelujah. God, let them answer you, God, so that they can understand, God, yes, Lord, why they are called into the world for such a time as this in the name of Jesus, God. Let them find significance in the body of Christ. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Let no one despise their youth, but, God, let them honor them and prefer them in the name of Jesus, God, and cover them, God, while they are trying to understand who they are in you. Yes, Lord, and I pray, God, that you would begin to do a marvelous work in these young people in Jesus' name. God, and make this mother's heart glad when she shall see, yes, Lord, the marvelous work of your hand, when you shall do what you can do. Yes, Lord, for only you can say, but, God, we trust you right now, and we call them, God, into the kingdom right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know it is well and it is done in the name of Jesus.
Abigail, you want to pray that prayer of salvation just in case someone may need it that's listening in?
Say yes.
Do you want to go ahead and pray that prayer of salvation just in case someone is listening in that may need that prayer prayed as well, just to close out?
Yes.
I can do that.
There's a vacuum.
For somebody that's listening to the broadcast tonight or today, wherever you are in the world, if you're listening to this broadcast, you may not have yet made Christ your Savior. You may not have yet committed your life to Christ and made him Lord of your life. Let me tell you that we live in, it has been said over and again, I'm sure, over the broadcast, that we're living in dangerous times. And the danger of the times is not so much about the wars and not so much about the terror that's happening. That has something to do with it. But the danger of the time, yes, Lord, is the procrastination that we live in. the way that we put things off that we need to do today, the way that we put things off that we need to take care of right now. Yes, Lord, and I implore you, I beg you to listen to what we're saying, to listen to the call of God on your life. God is calling your name. He's calling you by your name. The reason you're sitting here listening to this broadcast is because God is trying to say something to you. God is trying to draw you into the kingdom. You've been bargaining with him for a long time. You've been waiting and putting him off so you can do this and that and whatever. But the Bible says, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart another day against God. Don't bargain away your soul with God, not another time. Because you never know what may happen in the next few moments. But you have a moment, you have a chance right now. For the Bible declares, yes, Lord, look unto me all the ends of the earth, for I, the Lord your God, am your only Savior. The Bible declares, yes, Lord, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says, hallelujah, that any man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Let me tell you something. A lot of times people stand and say, well, I need to get this right, and I need to do this, I need to take care of that. No, you don't need to do that. What you need to do is answer the call of God on your life. That's what you need to do. God by his Spirit will take care of what's inside. You take care of what's outside, but do first things first. First things first is that you let God into your heart. You let God into your life, and you give him the access to do what he needs to do, to do what he's been waiting to do all of your life. Today is your day. Today is your time. And we're focusing on you right now, and we pray that the Spirit of God is pulling you into the kingdom. And so what we want you to do, yes, Lord, is if you're anywhere around the radio, if you're anywhere on the Internet or however you're listening to us, what we want you to do is, if you can, we want you to lift your hands as a sign of surrender. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Now, this prayer is not given in the Scripture. This is just something that we do to give you an introduction of how to pray, particularly in the way of repentance. We want to show you how to contact God and how to talk to him when you really are praying something according to his will, especially with repentance. And I want you to pray this prayer. And just as you are praying, God is already doing the work with you right now. And just pray this prayer after me. Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending your Son to die for me. I confess that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. I thank you, God, that you do not condemn me, but you sent your Son for my salvation. And God, I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave for my justification. And I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And God, I thank you right now for saving me. And Lord, I'm asking you, by the same faith that I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, by the same faith that I believe God has raised him from the dead, by that same faith, I ask you now to fill me and baptize me in the Holy Ghost so that I might live for you and walk with you the rest of my life. And I promise you, if you do for me what I'm asking you now, if you help me for the rest of my life, I will do everything I can to please you all the days of my life. And God, I thank you for saving me now. Let us be the first ones to welcome you in the body of Christ. As the angels of God are rejoicing over you right now that has repented, we rejoice with you. We invite you and we encourage you to get in contact with us any way you can. You're listening to this broadcast. Get in contact with us. Let us know what is going on in your life, because a change has been made. Thank you, Jesus. A change has been made. You might not feel anything right now, but trust me, when God steps in, he starts to go to work right immediately. When he steps into your heart and into your soul, stuff starts to change automatically. And as a result, just let God do what he does. Let God take the role that he desires to take. Take the leadership of your life and show you what to do about this and that, about this and that. The things that used to concern you are no longer going to concern you. The things that used to be enjoyable to you are no longer going to be enjoyable to you, because God is going to transform your mind. He's going to wash your heart. He's going to change your appetite so that you know how to please him. I encourage you now, get in your word. Go. If you don't have a Bible, go buy one. Go buy you a Bible and just start reading. The Holy Spirit of God will show you what the Bible is saying. If you can't understand it, don't worry about it. Just pray and ask God to help you. Get with a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church that is able to help you to understand the word of God. And again, we just welcome you in the body of Christ. We love you, and we're praying for you. Get in contact with us, and we will do our level best to get back in contact with you. God bless you, each of you.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Faithful?
Yes, I just, let's go ahead.
Is Earlene Cummins still on?
Yes, she.
Oh,
yes, she,
now what did you want to do, Faithful?
We wanted to thank her for speaking. Actually, I just seen some callers drop in. I know they're running late. We wanted to welcome tomorrow's speaker and just say hello, Minister Prophet Patricia Spates of Hermata Ministries. Thank you for coming on. We look forward tomorrow to having you speaking. Welcome, welcome.
Amen. Running a little late myself, had some other business calls and things, and I do apologize, but it's always a great opportunity to hear the word of the Lord. And Elder Gates, I just love how this man of God, hallelujah, leads the people of God for souls to come into the kingdom. That's enough. I was trying to write down everything he said. To God be the glory. Hey, I missed a word, but I'll go into the archives. God bless you.
Sister Faithful?
Yes.
I'm going to have Evangelist Earlene to close out, and then you can.
Amen, amen. It was a pleasure, Evangelist Earlene. We thank you so much for speaking today. That was a powerful word you spoke, woman of God.
God bless you. I'm gonna let Evangelist Edna Smays to close out for me in prayer.
Okay. That'll be fine.
She's from Los Angeles, California. Evangelist Edna Smays.
Amen.
Okay, God bless.
Okay. Precious, precious God, we thank you right now for what we have heard. We thank you for touching all of those that called in that needed prayer. Lord, strengthen them. Strengthen each and every one of the speakers today. And Lord, shield and protect and continue to cover with the blood of Jesus. And we be careful to thank you and praise you for your mercy, for your goodness, and all of your endurance with us. Praise God in Jesus' precious name. Let everyone say amen.
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 God bless you. God bless you, Sister Ruby. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Faithful. You have been a blessing. And let me tell you, now, you know, the man of God is a praying man.
Amen.
He's a praying man. And we just thank God for him. We thank God for all that we've heard and all the people that came on today. And we just thank God. I'm humbled to I'm not a long-winded preacher, but I thank God for the time that you gave me. And we bless the Lord today. We just thank God for Evangelist Adrian Bernard and for her with this ministry and for you all being there and being a blessing. In Jesus' precious name. And we want to give God the glory, because all the glory is his.
Amen.
And he's alone.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
And we thank you so much. And I'm going to turn it back over to, I'm getting ready to say Evangelist Faithful. Turn
Ooh,
it back
no. to
him. We gonna, I know you in your ministry. We're going to close out. So we're going to turn it back over to Evangelist Faithful. And the prophetess, Patricia Spates, let me say that. That's her mother. So God bless. We'll be looking for her tomorrow afternoon on Time of Reflection. Praise the Lord. Back to you, Evangelist Faithful.
Yes, tomorrow we have Prophetess Patricia Face tomorrow. Then we have Elder Gates Thursday and Friday. Amen. And we just thank God again. So we thank everyone for coming out. We're going to go ahead and play a song to head on out, and we will see you tomorrow at the same time. And we will post us the postings for you to come out again. Thank you so much. Amen. We Amen. Love you. We love you. We love you. God bless everyone.
God bless. This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character, my faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. It's not going to bend. Won't compromise.
Amen. We love you, everyone. Goodbye.